Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on meeting Wonder Woman. And in this track, we're targeting Wonder Woman. We all know that goals are crucial to top performance. If you're firing a gun, you better have a target. And here, we're putting Wonder Woman in the crosshairs. This is a pretty short track, and the purpose is to lay a pattern in your brain for what you're targeting. So as you work your way through the rest of the program, inside your mind, these ideas will be filtering. Kind of like if you imagine a parking lot. When you first see it, it's just one big empty space, isn't it? But then someone comes along and they draw some white lines. And now you have places to put the cars. As we work our way through this track, you're giving your brain a structure for what's to come, so that you're not just thinking of Wonder Woman in abstract, but more specifically, you're targeting her. And so here we're going to do a little bit of profiling, or what you might call modeling, to get in your mind a little bit more clearly, what might she look like? What is she like? And to get your juices flowing, so to speak. Or maybe her juices flowing, so to speak. And really what we're doing is going deeper into your intent, into what you plan to do, who you plan to be, in order to meet, engage, attract your Wonder Woman. So let's drop in. First, let me ask you, do you have a good sense what is your Wonder Woman? What does she look like? What is she like? What's her life like? Where might you meet this person? What would it be like to be with her? Why would she be a Wonder Woman for you? See, and I'll be honest with you, sometimes when I say Wonder Woman, I still get this amazing picture of Gal Gadot flashing in my mind. It might be the one from the movie poster, where she's on the cover in her sexy little outfit, the little headband on, those things on her wrists glowing. That perfect face of the beautiful warrior shining back at you. You might know the picture I'm talking about, but we're not talking about Gal Gadot here, are we? She's an actress. I don't even know if she's a Wonder Woman. She's attractive if you're into that, but she's an actress. Who is this person? And she's married. You never want to have in your mind some fixation on a married woman. You never want to go there. What would Jesus say? Instead, who is your Wonder Woman? What is she like? What does she spark in you? Like when I see that sexy picture of Gal Gadot, my brain goes, I want some of that. But not Gal Gadot, she's an actress in some stupid movie. I'm talking about a real Wonder Woman. A woman who is truly a wonder to you. Who is she? Why is she your Wonder Woman? What is so wonderful having her in your life? A confession for you. When I first started building Super Game, way back when I was researching pickup, I first called it Super Model Game. See, because I had in my head that if you could run game on a supermodel, then you're highly skilled to the point where you could run game on any woman. But I don't know if you've ever met any of these supermodels. What's so super about them? They're just people, aren't they? They look good. Of course they're of high status, and we've talked about the power of status. But spend some time with them, and maybe they're not so super after all. And Super Game and Wonder Woman are only metaphors, aren't they? They're metaphors for a hard target, for someone in the world who many people might consider out of their league, but you have your sights set on. You are targeting the absolute most wonderful woman that you can imagine. Who do you need to be to meet her? What type of superman must you be? What type of super game must you be running? If you're targeting a super or Wonder Woman or any other hard target that requires you to be at the top of your game. So who is this for you? The most amazing woman that you can imagine targeting, who requires you to be your best man. Maybe you're imagining her for a good time or for a long time, whatever it is for you. Here, you're getting clearer in your mind. This Wonder Woman who you're training yourself to meet and engage. So who is she? This woman who's a wonder to you. I sometimes say the woman that I look at and I just want to cry, that she's so beautiful to me. And I don't mean looks here, do I? What makes for a beautiful person in your life? What makes for a wondrous woman in your life? Who is she? What makes her your Wonder Woman? In track 5, the 4-step protocol, we're going to go deeper into this, getting clear on your intent in approaching your Wonder Woman, as well as what type of superman are you being in meeting her? And here, we're just lighting the fire, beginning to get deeper into your intent, clarifying your goals for targeting Wonder Woman. As I said right up front, we all know goals are important. Yet I tend to use the word intent a little bit differently. And you'll hear me use this word quite a bit throughout this program. See, and this might be a false distinction in my mind, but goals I tend to think of as this amorphous thing that's somewhere out in front of you. Whereas intent to me is very, very clear. What is it right now you intend to do? What is the intent that you are infusing into the way you think and the actions you're taking? And whether you call them goals or intent or whatever word you might choose, what we're really honing in on here is how do you clarify in your mind what you're targeting, and line up your actions accordingly. So ultimately, this track is about profiling your Wonder Woman so that you're targeting her deeper in your mind. But before we get to the exercise where we're going to be walking through this, let's clarify intent on 3 different levels. First, what is your intent in doing this program? Why are you doing this? Have you been in pain? Lonely? Maybe you came out of a relationship and you lack these skills. Is it about pleasure? Finding more of the women that you want? Perhaps, and this sounds offensive, but upgrading the quality of women that you've been spending your time with? Why does this program matter to you? And when something really matters to you, how seriously do you take it? What's something in your life that really mattered to you? And therefore you put more of yourself into doing it. The more you can get in touch with your why, the more you clarify your intent for doing this, the more focused you are on doing this well. What do you imagine getting out of this? And you might call this your outcome goals. What results are you looking to drive? More women? Better women? Less women, but the right women? The one? Are you looking for her? Are you looking to get married? To date? To have lots of different casual relationships? How do you imagine you'll be different when you've driven the results that matter to you? Who will you be? And why does this really matter to you? What about your process intent? What type of process are you looking to run? Are you doing this because you want to show up your best? Because you want to be proud of the skills that you've built? You may not even have any outcome intent. It may be simply to much more enjoy meeting people and talking to women. You may be the type of person who just values showing up your best and feeling your best doing it. Get in touch with this as well. What is your process intent? So if you take these questions we've covered, what have we hit in this first topic? What is your intent in doing this program? Your why. Your process intent. And the results you're looking to drive. And now ask yourself, how much does this intent clarify the actions that you're now taking? Given how much this matters to you and why this matters to you, how serious are you about running this program and building your super game? Here's a second topic of intent. What are you seeking in a Wonder Woman? Are you looking for a good time or a long time? An exclusive partner? Someone to just hang out with. Another woman to join your harem. Again, and what I would say here is forget social norms. Get in touch with what you're seeking from your Wonder Woman. Is this about companionship for you? Is it about sex? Deep connection? A life partner? Someone who challenges you, stimulates you, exposes you to new things, to new people, someone to travel with, to work with, whatever it might be. What do you imagine that you're now seeking with your Wonder Woman? And I would say here, you might not know, and that's okay. In fact, that's great. If you don't know, you don't know. Never try to force it. You'll know when you need to know. See, what's important here as well is to give your brain enough flexibility to keep answering these questions for you in the right ways. See, we've all had this in our lives, haven't we? At times, we think we're seeking a serious relationship. Or maybe we're seeking something casual, and then someone shows up, and that person defines what you're seeking. I know women that I've been with where I was only looking for something casual, but they rocked my world to the point where I wanted to spend more time with that person. So I encourage you to define your intent, but give yourself the flexibility to allow the world to keep bringing you lots of different options. Or maybe you really do know, you're absolutely certain, you want to get married and have kids, or you want to play around. You decide what you're seeking in a Wonder Woman. And this is our third question in setting clear intent. What type of Wonder Woman are you seeking? We've been talking about this throughout this track. And first and foremost, I'd say, this is about your definition of a Wonder Woman. Who is she? She might not be attractive to anyone else. She might be thoroughly unattractive to everyone else, but she's attractive to you. She might not even be physically attractive, but that doesn't matter to you. She might be someone who you imagine would be a wonderful mother for your kids. Or the Wonder Woman life partner that you're seeking. See, we all come in different shapes and sizes. Our definition of beauty is conditioned. If you go back centuries, what was the definition of beauty then? These skinny, waif-like, so-called supermodels were attractive for this era because that's what we've been conditioned to perceive as attractive. Yet, when it comes down to it, what's attractive to you? What's wonderful to you? What truly matters to you in a Wonder Woman? When I was floating around the pickup community, they had scales where they would rank women, and maybe they still do, like HB10, which maybe was Hot Babe 10 or something. And there's so much juvenile behavior in that world, like a bunch of adults running around as 13-year-old boys, ranking women based on their tits and ass. Yet their ranking system is still valuable, isn't it? What is your Wonder Woman 10? Or it would be a Wonder Woman 2. Maybe not much of a Wonder Woman. But if you could line her up and have everything you wanted in a Wonder Woman, what is your Wonder Woman 10? Now, I'm not going to get in this program about, well, what would you be willing to trade off? Or maybe your Wonder Woman 7 is right for you. You can go through that on your own. But if you're profiling Wonder Woman 10, what is that definition for you? The Wonder Woman who fits the total package. And now again, I would say it doesn't matter whether she's a quote-unquote perfect 10. Forget about whatever other people measure. What is your Wonder Woman? In setting your clear intent, we've been working towards a short exercise that we'll get to in a moment. Ultimately, we've been priming this exercise all the way through this track, building up in your mind a better map for why this matters to you, what type of Wonder Woman you're seeking. And as we go deeper into this exercise, we're going to do it a little bit more specifically. But what I would say here is, again, there's a lot of juvenile behavior on these topics in our world. Nobody ever teaches us how to date or fuck. So many adults are children when it comes to these topics. I don't have any friends like this, but I'm sure there's plenty of them out there still. People who ask you questions like, so, do you like blondes or brunettes? Like asking, are you a dog or a cat person? We live in this world of exclusive choices and generalizations where you're supposed to have a canned answer that satisfies the question. But if you're like me, your Wonder Woman could come in all types of different packages. I'm an equal opportunity lover. Black, white, Asian, tall, short, big boobs, small boobs. Doesn't matter to me. What I'm looking for is deep connection. I look for chemistry. I know a woman I want when I look in her eyes and I feel who she is. This is why, as we'll talk about in the next track, I've never done online dating. I have zero interest in going through all that setup just to get in front of someone and figure out whether I'm into them. So I never profile women like I'm building a resume for her. Because for me, love and lust and sex and making love and fucking come in different shapes and sizes. And so most of what I profile in a woman is connecting and chemistry and who we are together, who she brings out in me, why she matters to me, why I want her in my life. Yet what I would say again is, who cares what is right for me? This exercise is about profiling the Wonder Woman that is right for you. Now, there are some so-called experts out there who tell you you want to profile this person in great detail, listing out exactly what you're looking for. Hair color, eyes, height, what they do, where they're from, the specific things that you do together, which restaurants you go to. And that could be a good way for you to do it as well. Again, I come back to figure out what's right for you. Some people have very, very narrow choices. They need to marry an Asian person with a certain background. Or they're from, say, an Indian culture with a caste system. Or they're Jewish and they need to marry a bloodline. Whatever it is for you, figure out the right way to run this exercise so you can really put your Wonder Woman in the crosshairs. Now, when that said, my brain is coming back to say this again. I'd be very wary of making it very narrow choices in your mind. How many times in our lives do we think we're seeking one thing, and then another thing shows up, and we're like, whoa! You never would have expected that, but it was exactly what you're looking for. Wonder Woman might be the same way for you. Because if you have in your head that she looks like Gal Gadot, or by the way, she might look like the opposite of Gal Gadot, then your brain is going to filter the world and dismiss basically anyone else. Oh, I'm looking for a blonde and she has to be 5'8". Okay, so if the most amazing Wonder Woman shows up in your life, your brain is going to kick her to the curb rather than be open to the most amazing women that might show up for you. And so again, I just suggest that you do want to have a map. You want to profile this. You want to give yourself clear intent, but it can also be really valuable to have flexibility as well. An interesting way you might do this is every time you listen to this track, and maybe specifically every time you do the exercise we're about to walk through, you might imagine a different woman, a different style woman. You might not even see her visually. You might just feel her and know what it feels like when you're with your Wonder Woman. However you do this, let's do this together. Okay, so let's walk through the targeting exercise. You might call this profiling, or say it's a way to model your Wonder Woman. However you perceive it, see, this is a way of building up a mental map of the Wonder Woman you are targeting. Now, I'd say as well, you can go real extreme on this. You can write up a detailed description of her, and you'll see space in the workbook to fill in some of this detail. You might print out pictures of what your Wonder Woman looks like. You might even put up those pictures with pictures of yourself pasted into them, seeing yourself together. There is no thing I haven't tried when it comes to mental conditioning. And what I do know is if you're really serious about this, you're going to look for every single way you can to imprint on your brain this Wonder Woman that you're bringing into your life. As we just discussed, I tend not to do this type of exercise like a resume, because I want my brain and reality to offer me the Wonder Women that fit many different criteria. Or when I'm doing these types of exercises, I might do them with different types of women. And to be frank, I might even do them with multiple women at the same time. Do whatever you want. Hunt, target the Wonder Woman or Wonder Women that you want. Get specific if you choose. Get real detailed. Write it up like a resume. However you do it, find whatever ways are right for you to hone in on your Wonder Woman. You'll also see when we drop in to track 5, the 4-step protocol, we're talking about building up your character. And in doing this, you'll also see you're more or less doing the same thing with Wonder Woman. You're defining yourself as your Superman and her as your Wonder Woman. And there's lots of ways to do this. For our purposes in this track, we're going to hit 4 categories. As we're getting started, I should issue you a warning. And maybe I should have issued this warning right at the beginning of this track, because we have been taking you into focused states as you're listening to this. And as we go deeper into this exercise, you're going to notice that it requires a lot of focus. So if you're doing other things, I encourage you to either stop doing those things or come back to this when you're no longer doing other things. In particular, if you're doing dangerous things like skydiving or climbing a skyscraper or flying a helicopter or driving a car, then come back to this when you can focus all your attention on targeting Wonder Woman. All right. Are you ready? I know you're ready. You're more than ready, aren't you? Because you started with clear intent. You know why you are here. What this Wonder Woman might mean for you. And the first category in targeting her is to focus on her external characteristics. What does she look like? Again, you get to choose here. You're choosing the color of her hair, shape of her face, color of her eyes, how tall she is. What else are you noticing? Which side are you seeing her from? If you pivot around to another side, do you get a different way of seeing her? What's her body like? Is she short? Tall? Muscular? Slim? Fit? How do you imagine this Wonder Woman? What shape is she? Maybe she's bigger. You like her bigger. Thick bones. Maybe she's massively overweight. Whatever you want in a Wonder Woman. See her here now. How does she dress? What's her style like? What colors does she wear? How do you notice her shape with what she's wearing? What about some of those sexual features? What are her boobs like? Big? Small? Fake? Again, whatever you want, you get to choose. What about her ass? What's that shape like? What is she wearing while you're looking at her ass now? Is she in her underwear? A dress? Naked? How are you seeing her now? What would it be like to reach out and touch her? Where would you touch her? Maybe you'd run your hand down the side of her face. And how is she looking at you while you're touching her? What do you see as you look in those eyes? Who is she inside? That's it. Just keep building this up now. What does she look like when she's walking? Does she walk fast? Slow? Does she have this casual way about her? Is she walking all serious, like she's a woman trying to get somewhere? Does she carry a bag? What size? What's she wearing on her feet? Where is she? Are you with her? What else are you noticing about her? How does she speak? Just imagine the sound of her voice now. Is it quiet? Is it booming? Is it sexy? Practical? What does she sound like? And how do you feel when you hear the sound of her voice? This is your Wonder Woman. When she speaks to you in this way, how do you feel? What does she speak about? How do other people respond when she's speaking? Does she laugh a lot? How does she look when she's laughing? How does she look when she's a little bit mad? Does it make you laugh? To see her naturally. Not as some fictional Wonder Woman. As a person. Who's your Wonder Woman? Is she extroverted? Introverted? Does she want to be the center of attention? Or is she more reserved? How does she be? What's her energy like? Is she intense? Cool? Playful? Smiley? Sexy? That's it. And I don't know if you're really seeing her now. How much more real can you make her in your mind? Category 2. To profile her internally. And by this I don't mean what it's like when you're inside her. Although you might be thinking about that. What is she like inside? Is she warm? And we're playing a bit here, aren't we? But it feels good to play, doesn't it? Is she warm? or is she more cold? What's her energy like? What does she radiate? When you look at her face, you can see it, can't you? Is she glowing? She have one of those serious demeanors? It can be sexy too, can't it? What's that energy? How does she feel a lot of the time? Now maybe you wouldn't say this, but maybe a Wonder Woman is really depressed. Maybe you're into depressed people, I don't know. Or anxious. Or fearful. Maybe you're into people who have great energies, who are optimistic, who are just radiating inside. What is your Wonder Woman like? How does she feel to be around this energy? How do you feel her energy now? What about her thinking? How does she think? Does she think about the future? Or does she live in the present? Is she optimistic? Fearful? Is the world all good to her? Does she worry? Does she tell you it's going to be all good? Does she think about goals? Or does she not care for that stuff? What does she think about herself and her life and what she wants from her life? What are her normal ways of thinking? Does she wake up on a Monday with a case of the Mondays whining about her job? Maybe that's your Wonder Woman. Does she wake up with this glow thinking how amazing the day is going to be for her? What does she think about? What topics are interesting to her? Is she a business person? All business all the time? Is she into sports? Fashion? Politics? What does she think about? Does she think about you? And in what way? Does she think about her life? Or is she just living it? Does she think about the world and the impact she has on it? These are big topics, aren't they? So in your mind, just drift with this for a moment. What does she think about? How does she think? How does she feel? That's right. And by now, you should have a pretty good map of your Wonder Woman inside. What does she feel like? And outside, who is she? Now in category 3, let's talk about who you two are together. Can you see that? Maybe if you're as creepy as someone like me, you printed out those pictures and you've pasted you next to her and you're feeling what it's like for you and her to already be together. And how are you together? Sometimes we have relationships that are incredibly volatile, and we may or may not like that. What do you like? Just hanging together. How are you? Do you hang out like you're great friends? Are you smiling and laughing? Do you hang out like it's always your first date? Like you should get a room, make it out in public, or sitting at home playing with each other? Do you talk about serious topics? Light topics? What sort of things do you do together? Are you into romantic dinners? Walks on the beach? Getting high and partying it up? Fucking all night? Whatever it is for you, what are these things you imagine you and your Wonder Woman doing together? Do you travel? Where to? Why? Do you do some work together? Have hobbies that you enjoy doing? Maybe you go to the gym together. Or meditate. Play basketball. Or go to war with your Wonder Woman. How do you see you together? And maybe you've been doing this already. Feeling you here now, inside. No, not Wonder Woman. Just inside these images, in these movies. You and her together. And maybe you are inside. Someplace. Or her. You get to choose. This is your targeting exercise. You're Wonder Woman. What is your sexual connection like? Are you drawn to her? Like when you see her, you just want her. When she touches you, you get hard. When you imagine her now, you want her more and more. Or is your chemistry more practical? Where sexually, you're having fun, you're just playing. It's just the two of you enjoying each other. Just like hanging out playing basketball, you're hanging out fucking. Maybe you make love because you're deeply romantic together. What does it feel like to have this Wonder Woman? Now you're inside. Looking at her from this place. Feeling her with you now. Connected deeply inside. Who are you together? What does it feel like? Category 4. Where might you find her? Or have found her? What is her life like? What type of work might she do? Where does she hang out? If you're in Manhattan, is she an uptown girl? Or are you going to meet her on the Lower East Side? Or in LA, is she in Hollywood? Or down at the beach? What's her life like and where might you find her? During the week? On weekends? Maybe she's a club girl.
Which clubs?
What is she doing when she's there? What sort of people does she spend her time with? How do you imagine enjoying your time with her friends? What type of hobbies does she have? Is she into the things that you're into? Or maybe she's not, and that brings you more new things in your life. Does she like to travel? Where to? Does she stay in 5-star hotels or hostels? She likes to party. Go to dinners. Where? She hang out at home a lot. Go to concerts. She liked her shop. Hang out at the library. Do yoga. Is she a gym rat? How do you see her in her life? And maybe you might even imagine yourself here with her, because you're here with her, aren't you? Where is she from? What's her background like? What's her family like? Does it matter to you? Does she travel to hang out with them? Does she hang out in different places with different friends? Is she from another country? And so you get to go and explore this with her. If you were to meet her, where do you think it would be? How would she be when you first meet? Would she be reserved? Maybe she'll give you that bitch shield that you'll much enjoy working through. Maybe she'll be so warm that you'll feel her inside right away. What types of things might she respond to? How's she talking to you? Does she laugh? Does she think you're fun? Just meeting her here, what do you know about her? Feeling she's your Wonder Woman. And now you've built up in your mind this greater sense of targeting Wonder Woman. See yourself doing this work. Listening to this program. Working through the workbook. Even just cutting to the chase. You know it's only about approaching as a desirable man. Having a natural conversation. How are you seeing yourself doing this more and more? What's changing in you as this Superman targeting your Wonder Woman? Are you dressing different? Speaking different? Being different? Studying these skills for your super game? Who are you becoming? Meeting your Wonder Woman. And from this place now, let's attach to the exercises for this track. Because you only have 2 exercises that are fully embedded in targeting your Wonder Woman. The first is to listen to this track over and over and over again. How many times you get to choose. Yet if I were you, I would consider listening to this every day, if not every week, to become highly targeted, meeting your Wonder Woman. You also might want to work through the workbook and add some notes in here. An exercise too, you can guess where I'm going, can't you? How many women have you approached since you listened to track one? And how many women do you now commit? Give yourself clear intent to approach. Because you're targeted, aren't you? Fixated, perhaps. Honing in. Wonder Woman in the crosshairs. Nothing can stop you but you. So how many women are you approaching today or this week in meeting your Wonder Woman? And now, just like a cold shower, feel yourself coming out of this. That was a deeply altered state, wasn't it? I hope you have a lot of fun with that. I love this more than anything. When you get to go deep inside, you always discover something new, don't you? And coming out of this, we're now at the end of the track. And so I hope you got a lot of value from this track, targeting in on your Wonder Woman. And I look forward to catching up with you on the next track, when we're going to go deep into the system for meeting your Wonder Woman.